Gateway News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation Friday as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited-sized, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers.
Your Democrat governor tried to shut down our rally, silence the people of Minnesota, and take away your freedom and your rights.
Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected more than 9 million people in the United States and killed more than 229,000.
We cannot afford four more years of Donald Trump. In 2008 and 12, you placed your trust in me and Barack Obama, and each day we're in office, we work for you and the entire community. I'll do it again in 2020.
Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. More than 86 million Americans have already cast their ballots. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. A small tsunami struck south of Izmir, the city in western Turkey that was the worst affected by the quake. The earthquake, which the Kandil Institute said had a magnitude of 6.9, struck at 11 hours 51 UTC in Turkey. Emergency teams continued digging after nightfall, and cranes lifted concrete slabs from the wreckage. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in massive demonstrations in the capital, Warsaw, Friday, the largest since protests began against a controversial near-total ban on abortion in the largely Catholic country. The demonstration follows the October 22nd ruling by Poland's Constitutional Court outlawing abortions due to fetal defects, one of the most common reasons for abortion in Poland. Daily protests have taken place across the country in the past week. The government has accused demonstrators of risking the lives of the elderly by defying pandemic rules on social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. The teenager who's accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August will be extradited to that state from Illinois. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense lawyers for 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse tried but did not persuade an Illinois judge to deny an extradition request to face homicide charges. Rittenhouse, who was videotaped walking down a Kenosha street with a rifle, is accused of fatally shooting two men who were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who was paralyzed in August. Some political groups are rallying around Rittenhouse, calling him a patriot, exercising his right to bear arms during unrest. The teen appeared calm in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For much of the United States, it's time to fall back to standard time this week. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Dealing with the changes that COVID-19 has brought is tough enough. Starting Sunday, with daylight saving time, most Americans will also have less light during the day. Dr. Phyllis Z is a sleep specialist with Northwestern University.
But not only are we dealing with the natural changes, but COVID has really restricted individuals from their usual kind of what I would say social structure, which is also an important aspect of what I would call circadian health.
Her suggestions, exercise and get as much light as possible.
Be sure to be active because that will help you sleep better during the night. And the light will help realign your circadian rhythms more.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, log on to voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.